Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players. Eric.
I'm Eric, and I'm playing Dr. Zozo Brightfeather. She is a level 9 Arakocra Artificer Potionsmith.
Brandon.
Hi, I'm Ekaruk Poochley, level 9 Bloodhunter Half-Orc.
Caleb.
I'm a level 9 Warforged Barbarian, Kaito Itata.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Half-Elf Beller Diggar, level 9 Hexblade Warlock.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm playing Steve Tegman. I am a Gloomstalker Ranger level 5, Battlemaster Fighter level 3, and I have just a little schmeck of rogue. And I have an owl too.
Vale.
I am playing Joe Hawk the Knoll, a Champion Fighter 4, Bear Totem Barbarian 5.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards, Kaitoa, you look over and you see this visage here beside Mama Telfate. It does look like a very old dwarf.
I was asking his name.
Old Vic.
Yes.
Fish on a stick.
Fish on a stick.
I'm going to ask the old Miss Vicky's what he knows as far as the old Wizards Guild.
As you stomp over there, your friend Gustav, you know, reminds you of his name there one last time. And party, you see around the bonfire tonight, Kaitoa make his way over to Mama Telfate and this very small, grizzled dwarf. And he looks up at you as you come near him, Kaitoa.
Yeah, so I recall, like, flashing the Twin Towers brooch. And I jokingly say, Miss Twin Vickies.
Ah, you better come by me fish shack tomorrow.
No, I'm here now.
Hey, keep your voice down, eh? Look over here.
And he points with his long nose. He kind of juts his nose over to the transportation circle.
Ears everywhere. Meet me over me bubbly oil.
Are you worried about the ball I shot into the ocean?
Yeah, I saw that. Good shot.
Oh, I cleaved it into the ocean.
And as you sort of let out a mimicry of this dwarf's voice, then this does sound like a very northern-sounding dwarf accent. The night kind of winds down, and now it's you and just the dwarf, and now Telfate moves away. And as we wake up the next morning, guys, we're going to do it all again. Steve, can you roll to see if Joe Hawk realizes that you have the tomahawk? Joe, can you roll? Firstly, oh, you are hungry. Roll Constitution to see if you eat Mama Telfate, and then roll to see if you start to get the better of Steve. Rook, can you roll on your artisanry on the huckleberry ale? Everybody was getting fucked last night on the ale. It is tasting better.
Yeah, that's the kind of part.
My constitution is 18.
Okay, you passed the test. You're good.
That's the kind of party Rook throws. Cougars and getting fucked on ale.
Natural 19 plus 4 perception. Or 23.
Fuck, you have a plus 4 for perception. God damn.
Beleg.
That makes sense if you're proficient.
Perception envy.
Yes, serious perception envy.
I'll do a sleight of hand, I guess.
I like it.
I don't think you'll envy my minus 1 in most skills.
Everything else.
Arcana, history, investigation.
I can perceive you doing every other check. Ooh, that sounds great.
So that is a 10 plus 8.
Steve, on this fourth day, you start to get the feeling that the gnoll knows.
Oh, sure.
Noel knows.
What did he want?
I'm going to walk up to Steve.
Same thing he always wants, Steve.
Human.
To get close to you.
That's
do you intend to kill me with the hand axe?
What hand axe are you talking about?
The one that I dropped and you picked up.
Oh, yeah, that hand axe. I don't know what is going on with that. There was a lot of fighting. You almost caved my buddy's head in.
Do you want to fight for it?
Don't do it. You'll lose your hair.
Like I said, I don't even have it.
Then where is it?
Like I said, there was a big fight. Gargoyles. You almost killed Bellic over there.
He tried to kill me, despite your advisements.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Bellic doesn't.
He wasn't very good at it.
Nothing is very good at killing me.
I suppose. Yeah, I don't have the axe.
Steve, can you roll deception? Joe Hawk, in this moment, you actually feel like Steve is telling the truth.
Or do you?
Oh, that was cocked.
That is a 9 minus 1 for Steve's amazing ability of deception.
Okay.
Insight total of 7.
I won by 1!
If I went with what it was mostly on when it was cocked, I would have gotten that.
Steve, you feel like you have been honest. You have kept the Moy Scout honor. That is true. You do not have the tomahawk. And, Joe Hawk, you also feel that this boy is being forthright. Yes, you are sure he took it, but he is being honest now. And then all of a sudden, guys, you feel a strange silence come about you. Within about the 60-foot range of the fish shack, all of you sense that there has been a slight change in the atmosphere.
Oh. Bellic looks towards the teleportation circle.
Yep. Yeah, okay. my first instinct is the circle, and I draw my hammer.
Zozo's got a fish stick in her hand already.
Okay, Zozo, you are near the fish vendor, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense that Zozo would be fucking loving all the fish in this town.
Oh, yeah.
The dwarven fish stick vendor is now eagerly beckoning the party over under his little curved roof.
I'll walk over there, but well paint, like, well, if I notice it. Is it that obvious?
Sorry, is what that obvious?
Old Vic beckoning us over.
Oh, yes.
Hey, ye, there.
And he points right at you.
Me fish sticks.
Okay, then I walk. I maintain eye camp or contact on the circle, and then I walk over. Like a slow walk over.
I'm going to tell Steve, you will help me retrace your steps so we can find what you lost. And then I follow Bellic.
Your fish stick?
Aye, fish sticks. Come in close.
Yeah, yeah. Is already in close.
Everyone here, watch me put my hand right into the oil.
And he dips his hand directly into the boiling oil and retracts a fish stick.
Right here for you. Breakfast.
How'd you do that?
Oh, my hands are destroyed anyways, aren't they? Look here.
And he holds up his hands. Not only are they calloused from being dipped in boiling oil, but they're all gnarly. They look like they've been put in some sort of a torture device.
So you were a magic user too, eh?
Aye. And here's my favorite fish stick. This one here's made of the Quartuna.
And Bellic, as you hear your words come out of your mouth, they are not about magic users. The words coming out of your mouth are about fish sticks.
Ah. So you're a fish stick user.
That's right. Keep on talking, me lads. We're talking about fish sticks, don't you see?
And as you hear these words coming out of his mouth, Party, there's another set of words underneath them. And he's answering your question, Beleg.
Aye, that's right. I was lucky to escape the beginning of the Goblin Wars. I sent me to the Wizard's Guild, me rich, noble dwarven parents, to become a magic user. Aye.
And just as his sentence trails off, you hear over those words,
right into the oil meons go.
And you feel, guys, like you are in some sort of strange magical spell sphere. Can everybody roll an arcana?
Ooh,
I don't remember that. Yeah, I don't think that is very good.
4 natural, total of 3.
17 for Zozo.
That's a good 9 for Steve.
Oh, nat 20.
No.
Oh, shit. LA goes up nat 20.
Yeah. 15 for us.
I know this
15.
Shit.
15. Yeah. 14 Zozo, 14 Rook. Okay.
Yeah, 17.
15.
And anybody 15 and over, but especially Kaitoa leading the way, you have heard of this spell, and it is called the Confident Conversation.
I know this.
What this spell does, as you hear two layers of conversation come out of old Vic's mouth, he looks at you, Kaitoa, and says,
what this spell does was very useful in the Goblin Wars, you see. When the scrying to find the battle plans, it seems like you're talking about mundane things. See, it's a counter for scrying.
Yeah, I understand.
And just as he finishes the sentence, you hear him say,
if I stick so good in me tummy.
And you understand, Dr. Zozo, and as well, sorry, who was 15?
Me.
Rook, totally. Yes, you, with your knowledge of the Goblin Wars, you would know that this is some custom spell. This is some spell that was invented at the Wizards Guild by the Wizards Guild halfway through the Goblin Wars. This is an espionage counterspell. And you are confidently talking now under all kinds of protection. And old Vic gives you a wink, Rook, and you a wink, Zozo, and you a wink, Kaitoa.
I would like a wink as well. I also rolled a nat 20 on that.
I'll tell you what. Put your hands in me boiling oil there, elf man, and I'll give you a wink.
You'll wink me off.
Hey, I'll give you a wink.
Well, I do it.
I'm expecting a good wink.
Whoa, what are those? Those are the brass healing gauntlets. Don't put those in oil.
He's got the brass balls.
I pulled them back.
Well, those are a tool of the Wizards Guild. Jebda herself forged them, they say, at the same time as the brass towers.
Are we still talking about the brass balls?
Yeah.
Aye, Zozo, aye. The brass balls are the observer balls. He shot one into the ocean, but I'm talking about them brass gauntlets. Jebda herself made them. Same time she helped make the towers. Where did you come by them?
A merchant in pulp.
If the same time the brass towers made these gauntlets, how about this brooch of the Twin Towers?
It's a lucky thing you have that, see? It could be a way in to cause them. Who gave it to you?
Someone we know.
A noble?
A bit of an emissary.
Well, a noble or a noble emissary. The Wizards Guild and the noble faction. They're in bed together, you see. Old Vic here, I only stuck with them as long as I could compromise me morals no longer, eh? I'm just a simple dwarf from Rome. That's Northern Cumber. I was lucky to escape the Goblin Wars, but will you have me answer ye now under me confident conversation spell? It lasts 10 minutes.
Are you our new Mickey?
Where's your pin?
Ah, Yeah, I'll flash the poison scepter pin.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the blue pin or the emerald pin? I can't see. I got oil in my eye.
Steve throws up the yellow pin.
Oh, two of you. They're putting the scepter back together, eh?
I'll yeah, throw up mine.
But they've got Mickey.
Oh, that's three of you. You construct man, you fairy face, and feather light doctor there. What are you doing here?
I came here to avenge my brother.
Where are ye from there, furry face?
I'm from the plains.
There are no more plains. T'was the fireball, eh? The big fireball that ended the goblin wars destroyed your lands.
Then you know why I must hunt the Wizard's Guild.
My hammer is... it's swinging.
All hammers are swinging for the Wizard's Guild. But I'll tell you what, none shall pass, Mr. Grist.
No pass, Mr. Grist.
Have you talked to the halfling fortune teller, have you?
Yep. We know all about Mr. Grist.
What'd you get there, pointy ears?
Got a little green stone.
That's the material he's made of.
Ah. That's good to know. You're a lot less cryptic than, old Telltales.
Please stop saying her name.
She's got a deck of cards!
Joe Hawk, can you roll a constitution saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
At the mention of the delicious halfling.
You know what blinded most of the halflings, eh?
23.
You're lucky. At this point, you are dominating your urge to dash away from the fish stand. Do you have some fish instead?
I do.
You devour like 8 times the amount of fish that a gnoll should.
Stop saying her name, please. Stop my face.
I'm going to have to talk about her for just another second of exposition here, Nolly. So look here. Do you know why the halflings are blinded?
Steve offers the gnoll some glurp
to hunt.
Steve, oh, you have some calming glurp.
They're really tasty. Yeah. I've got some tundra glurf that I just kind of like palm up to the gnoll.
Hope you like juniper.
Yeah, they're really tasty and delectable.
Look here. If you saw Mama, tell fate you'll know she's blind. Hey, that's why. The gnolls and the halflings are very similar. And many of the little halfling children looked up at the big fireball in the sky. They're blinded. Have you ever met another old halfling child? Looked up at the sky when the big fireball it destroyed the lands. Some say it wasn't a fireball. Some say it was alchemy.
And he looks at you, Dr. Zozo.
Alchemy.
Aye. Not bat guano, but something new.
I haven't heard of any kind of alchemy that could do that.
Not yet.
I mean, theoretically, I guess it could be possible.
Anything's possible.
Aye, Afork. Anything is possible, eh? Well, it stopped the wave of heat-seeking troglodytes that were sweeping across Baheru, eh? Didn't it, eh? The great fireball.
Troglodytes.
Aye. Oh, they'd taken over. The goblins unleashed them troglodyte armies, and there was nae stopping him. And so, now the Wizard Guild sit on their laurels, saying they're the protectors of this age. Yeah, taking all sorts of kind of liberties with what can be cast and what cannot. Look at me hands.
And he dips them in the oil.
Can you teach us the confident conversation spell?
Aye. Are some of you leveling up? Are some of you casters? You look sort of a little bit more lively than when you first came here 4 days ago.
I'd love to learn this spell.
You'll have to spend a day with me.
And guys, Now, as the confident conversation spell begins to wear off, he looks at all of you. What else would you know? Only one more day to fill the circle.
Zozo asks what they should expect when they arrive at the Wizard's Guild. What the best way to get in undetected would be once we've transported there.
You may have heard a little children's rhyme, eh? There's three circles. One in the peak, where the wizards always seek. Then there's one halfway up the middle of each tower, where they congregate at the noon hour. And then you got the circle in town, right there, where the children go to and fro. And as the custodian there will tell you, is only things coming and going there. We never seen a direct transport to the towers.
Well, I didn't write that down fast enough.
So the three circles are transportation circles?
Aye.
But the transportation circle here only goes to one of them.
Aye. It's the I Magi, Rube the Cube, who controls transportation by scroll or incantation. Who is it what was saying the fancy fairy language there, the elfish speak, and they summon themselves into the circle a couple days yon?
That was me. I was given a scroll.
You can transport yourself if you have a caster with the brass balls to do it. If you're not afraid of getting caught off inside a wall, Rube knows the way to do it without accident. That's why they employ the caretaker. Very precise.
I've been known to teleport.
Eh?
Done it once or twice.
Really? Well, if somebody could teach you the incantation, maybe you could go on your own instead of waiting for the own little fancy transportation to suck you and the barrels up. I see you're filling the circle with more fish and crab than Maw's ever produced. Look at those furs. Look at the baskets. It's a fine tariff.
Who knows the incantation, Vic?
I know the incantation.
Oh, funny face.
Will you just take us back to Iz? Where did you come? Like, where was your starting point, Johan?
Iz.
So we need the incantation to go to the Wizard's Guild. Cosm.
Then I don't have that one.
If you know the incantation, and you know where you're going, and it's a permanent circle, you've got the ingredients for a successful transportation.
Then we're good.
Hey, looky that! My spell's wearing off! Oi! A fish on a stick! Old Vic's fish on a stick!
And he pushes his hand right into the oil there and gives you each all two fish on a stick for good measure.
Oh, Balak bites into one.
I eat them immediately. Just inhale them.
How are they?
Balak, you burn your mouth. You take 1d4 scalding damage.
Fuck you.
You can roll it, though. I'll let you roll it.
How much do I take?
Johawk, your gnollish jowls are well-suited for the tearing of flesh and the scalding of jowls, so you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Two damage.
Yep.
He doesn't know how to eat oil.
You know, there has been now at the end of the sort of fourth day, the usual fire at night. And, you know, now as Maw is sort of winding down, it is tomorrow.
You guys want to teleport there now in the middle of the night?
I think Zozo wanted to talk to the party about checking out the mimic chest before we go.
Yeah, I'm down to go check out the mimic chest.
Maybe do it at night when there isn't any fishermen around?
Belig is definitely invested in it because of the elvish nature of the corpse inside.
Yeah. And Zozo has to be there because it was damaged, and I think she's probably the only one who can prevent it from exploding.
Dr. Zozo, as you and Belig and the party now regard the town here, pretty much turning in for the night, It is a perfect night, actually. The moons are now obscured by cloud.
I think we should cover ourselves in fish when we go into the barrels, so that way if they open up the barrels, they'll see the fish.
Well, we just, like, if you know the incantation, we can get there.
I know the incantation to get here. I don't think the incantation works to go to the Wizard's Guild.
No, I think
it does.
Yeah, Old Vic said it did, yeah.
Yeah, from what Old Vic... So it's a circle. So if you use it here, it'll take you to the Wizard's Guild. And then if we use it at the Wizard's Guild, it'll take us to Iz. And then... And, like, it's a cycle. So I think we can get there on our own.
Or you might be able to just go wherever you want, as long as you know where you're going.
Yeah.
Based on what you said, yeah.
I think we got it. So I think we should wait till do a middle of the night teleportation.
We could send send Steve as a scout in the middle of the night.
And die, then, Steve, he's die! Alone.
But he's very sneaky.
I am very sneaky.
I do have one thing.
An advance party, and then the rest of us come in barrels.
What were you saying, Johan?
There is one thing I'd like to do in the night before we head out there, but that's a feasible plan.
Is it eat telltales?
I won't confirm or deny.
So, if we do send one barrel to be received...
I think we just, I think we should all go at once.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea to split us up.
I agree. I think we all go at once, and we go in the middle of the night, and if there are people monitoring the circle of the Wizard's Guild at all times, then
we'll deal with that. But with the...
Grist?
Yeah, Grist.
But Grist has eyes everywhere. Grist is the Gargoyle Grist. Master.
Yeah.
My lords...
Zam is coming out of his shack. It seems like he is up late.
I don't mean to overhear you, but it sounds like... Did you say you're going?
Yeah, we were thinking about it.
Did you say something about monitoring?
We're worried about Grist receiving the shipment.
You need somebody to draw your picture.
Draw a picture of what?
Well, Cosm.
Oh.
I would love a map.
Yeah.
Party, as you are making your way down the zigzag staircase, this whole conversation, this strategic analysis of what your options are, you've now reached the bottom of the zigzag staircase cutting to the cliff, and there is... Underneath the dock, slung your chest.
Bellic snaps his fingers and goes, "Oh, hello, Mimic Chest. It's been a couple of days. You would not believe the fish that I filleted this week. Magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. Oh, I'm so good at it."
Well, it looks from behind the sort of, kelp camouflage that you left, and its little brass eye blinks happily.
Alright, now open up.
And inside is a huge layer of blue fog sort of just resting around this strange sarcophagus.
Belly holds his breath.
We should send the mimic chest through the portal.
And Zozo, you are immediately alerted to the fact that it seems like this thing has kind of encased itself in a bit of ice, but there's still an improper seal. There's still a rupture.
Yeah, Zozo goes in and tries to patch it up. Try a bit of seal skin from the town.
Oh, some exotic patchwork.
Fish guts, it's protein coagulate.
Oh, I love it.
Use it.
Yeah, so... She'll cast Mending.
Beleg, can you roll Charisma as you assure this very dangerous pet that the party is cool?
That's a 19 plus 7.
Well, thank God, because the eye was flitting around between Kaitoa and Johawk and Rook and Steve and sort of hungrily looking.
Oh, don't worry, Mimic Chess. These are just my fans. They follow me everywhere and they love everything I do. Let them regale us.
Can I sneak off?
Yes, you can now make your way up the staircase away from the party. In this moment that Beleg is being, the more pompous Beleg gets, the more the Mimic Chest believes he is Pompous Pimpernel. So good job.
Yeah!
My stealth is 18 plus 2 for a dirty 20.
Oh boy, okay. Hey party, can you roll group perception please? Quick group perception.
Uh-oh.
So we've got an 8.
Your feathers are frozen. You have taken all of this frost damage on your feathers. You have taken 14 frost damage.
And, holy shit.
But it was
worth from my perception roll?
Yep, but your sealskin plug is going to work.
Right. Steve's perception roll.
How much damage
roll
was that?
14.
14.
C's perception roll was 19 plus 10.
Oh, you see the gnoll about halfway up the staircase.
Rook's was 18 plus 1, 19.
Rook, you are at the moment possessed by the absolute ridiculousness of Beleg's act.
Beleg's role was very much like he was trying to maintain an act. And it was 3 plus 4.
Rook's gonna roll his eyes.
Toa
gets a 21.
Your attention is caught between the fact that it seems like Steve is looking up towards the cliff staircase, and it seems like the Mimic Chest has a bit of a reaction going on, and Zozo is getting blasted with frost, and Beleg is acting like a complete noble douchebag, and he's got his, like, purple asshole doublet on.
Oh. The asshole doublet is real.
What does the party do? Zozo, I mean, at the moment, you could close, you know, you could request for the Mimic Chest to be closed. It seems like you have at least solved the rupture.
Do you want to investigate further, or do you just want to go now, Zozo?
I think we should investigate further.
Sweet. Do you want to know more?
Sweet. Yeah. What are you guys going to roll? And the gnoll, while they're thinking, what are you doing?
I'm sneaking off to a familiar yurt.
Okay.
Oh, he's going to eat that.
No!
I'm following him.
Okay, and Kaitoa, you will be just steps behind the gnoll as he approaches the yurt. And as you approach the yurt...
Balak doesn't know he's gone.
It is open.
I'm going to look around.
Okay, immediately you get the scent of halfling.
It smells delicious.
I look around sneakily with a 9 perception. Do I see anyone following me?
Oh. There is the smell of halfling, there's the smell of fish, and there you do, it's unmistakable. You hear a sort of stomping on the cold ground.
With that perception roll, does he know I'm there?
I'm afraid so.
Yeah.
You're momentarily aware of the fact that probably you've been pursued by giant Kaitoa, but now you're consumed with the fact that inside this yurt, indeed, is the halfling fortune teller. She has lit her candles, she's sitting there with her palms out, and says,
I draw 3 cards.
I'm gonna make a constitution saving. That's a natural 2!
Ruh-roh.
And Kaitoa, you see Johawk enter in to the yurt. And you are probably 20 paces behind. So as you come in here, you see him now sort of stalking closer and closer. And that's where we're going to quickly pause that. And then party down at the dock. You said you were rolling a combination of skills. What were those skills on the little... there's like a little porthole. Remember, it's like E.T.'s sarcophagus. It's like a little freezer, and there's a little window you can see in.
I was hoping to roll insight.
I'm going to roll investigation.
Steve
is perceptioning.
Okay.
I got 16.
Brooke?
I also got 16.
21.
Oh.
There you go for investigation. Okay. And that's going to be a 11.
Investigation, insight. Okay, Rook, what in particular would you be thinking about as you look at this clearly elven figure?
Just to see if I see any markings or writing or anything that I would remember from my upbringing and
markings.
Education.
Markings. Well, for one, this is an elf. The characteristically very dark olive brown skin of an elf with very light hair. There do seem to be some sort of ceremonial trinkets around the neck of this person in the casket. But, you know, beyond that, this is a fucking elf.
Do I notice or recognize, I guess, any of the clothes that they're donning, the ceremonial or the trinkets?
No, they are foreign to you. Next, was Zozo rolling?
Investigation.
Right, also investigation. Okay, you also see the pure elvish race. This is no half-elf. As you look around, maybe the casket as well, you determine this is that freaky deep gnome tech. Somebody is encasing the body in some very high-tech cryogenic technology.
Can I tell, like, how old it might be?
The technology itself, this seems recent. This seems very recent that this person, Dr. Zozo, MD, has been put into stasis. They're not dead. They're alive. Who's next?
I guess it's my perception.
A visual examination and sort of same question. What specifically is Steve interested in?
Any kind of sigils, any kind of writing, any kind of pictographic kind of stuff.
Well, as you try to determine some of the runes on the sort of necklace that this person is wearing, you don't speak or read Elvish, do you?
I sure do.
Well, there goes my turn.
Steve.
No one cared.
You see that there is... or rather, there are Elvish runes on the necklace, and they seem to be, well, an address.
What exactly?
Moy.
I know where that is.
To RS. And as you look more at this necklace, you realize, you know, it's not necessarily a necklace, but more of
a collar?
A thin, silvery gold collar.
Are there any markings that could possibly relate to the collars that we wore at one point?
No, very different indeed, these items. And yet, you know, as you look in, and what was the final person rolling on that, Beleg?
I rolled a 16.
And Beleg, you look over Steve's shoulder. What would you know?
Well, obviously I'd want to read the necklace as well, or the collar, yada yada. Do I know RS at all?
You do not, Beleg.
I don't recognize RS. Okay. Yeah, I would... The thoughts that went through my mind were to make sure it was a real elf, see if there are any markings on it to identify it.
We all know that this elf is actually alive, then?
Yeah, Zozo would have mentioned it.
Well, Beleg, your heart begins to beat in your chest. Because
sure shit it does.
You know that this is El, the last elf.
This is the last elf.
I know who this is going to.
You know who RS is?
Yeah, we go way back. RS was my mentor.
Fucking simple Rick.
Well, Steve, it looks like we're going to get a hell of a lot more acquainted with your past after we're done.
It's fucking Rick Sanchez! It's Rick Sanchez! I totally know this name. Rick Sanchez.
It's Richter, actually.
Richter Sanchez?
Richter Sanchez?
Yeah.
I've heard the name.
Richter Belmont.
Well, we got some shit to do after we finish up at Cosm.
You mean shit to do?
Goodness Lord, son.
Well, Beleg, what's more, as you exchange those words with, you know, Steve and Rook and Zozo, you know, this revelation, not in the Feywild fold. You know, the big revelation to you, of course, is that it does seem like something is afoot, because the last elf should not even be outside of the Feywild fold. That is your home, Beleg. You are shocked.
Good God.
And friends and adventurers, that is where we are going to have to leave you tonight on, like, double cliffhanger. Wow. Kaitoa, the only RS you're seeing is the rear side of Joe Hawk. And the tiny frame, the tiny frame of Telltale, Mama Telltale, is now obscured by Joe Hawk. You cannot tell what's going on. All you can tell is that the knoll is going directly towards the fortune teller, and Joe Hawk even steps on one of the candles as he just walks towards her.
I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, I didn't even get my fortune told yet.
Always missing out.
I was about to say, you guys can't even kill me, because if we want to do the plans early, I'm the one that knows the incantation.
Double jeopardy. Double jeopardy.
I know. You must be kept alive. I think he's AFK.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay, you're
talking about me.
Yeah. Away for killing?
That should be.